Happy Monday, everybody. How are you doing today? I know it's already Monday afternoon or Monday evening. Welcome to A Voice of a People here with Linda Sims. This program is live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device. Once you download, please search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live in-house interview by calling 740-383-9944. For questions, or if you would like to make comments or just be a part of the show. Now, you won't be able to do that today because this call will be coming over the airways, and I can't do it both ways, okay? But like I said, in-house interview, you can call in, but not today. Guess what? There are 32 days remaining in 2021. Are you along with me in the countdown for 2022? Wow, are you excited? I am somewhat excited to see what the new year is going to bring. Not only that, we're 25 days from Christmas Eve and 26 days from Christmas. 32 days from New Year's Eve and 33 days from 2022. Wow. I tell you, time is just flying by, passing by. It's so fast, you know. Sometimes we don't even have time to catch our breath to find out what's going on, right? Okay, wow. Don't blink or close your eyes too long. We'll be there. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have ongoing announcement, free produce. This will take place December 18th from 12 noon until 2 p.m., and this will be the last one until April of 2022. So if you know of anyone in need of free produce, remember it's holiday season time, and there are probably a lot of people in need. So please share this information with them or take advantage of it of yourselves if you need it. Some people don't even have transportation, and maybe you could just go there and pick up something for them. That would be okay too, right? Right. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And once again, this is A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and this show is live today. So thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, hopefully you will enjoy the show, and it won't be your last time. Alrighty now, let us move on. I have a thought for today. I like to start my shows off with a thought for today. And this title, Love is a Powerful Force, and that it is. Okay? And it goes like this. Love is a powerful force. It can take us to great heights and leave us feeling light and airy, yet it has been the most abused and misused force. Many degraded things pass for love. True love is based on understanding, mutual trust, and respect, and not simply on transient emotions. Love is being in balance, that is, in harmony with the self, with God, and each other. Love dwells in the soul. We must allow this love to flow out and around us. Without love, all of life's treasures are locked away from our vision and experiences. For indeed, love is the key. I chose that as a thought for today because, you know, we're celebrating, we just finished celebrating Thanksgiving and being thankful for what God has done for us down through the year and how He has blessed us and kept us through all types of toils and dangers and circumstances. You know, it's not always about, you know, God even knows what could have happened that didn't happen. We may not be aware of that, but He is. So now we're getting ready to celebrate like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which also commemorates the birth of Christ, whether this is the actual day that He was, you know, born or not. This is a day that man has set aside to honor that and to, you know, to love and to give and to be a part of other people's lives. And it so made me think of why Christ came here, why God came to earth. Because, you know, we think that we love so much and we know so much about love, but God is love. God is love. It says, if you know not God, you know not how to love, right? So, I also want to pull up this verse from Isaiah to help us to see why Christ came. Why did Christ come to the earth to die for us? Did we deserve it? Of course, and there's no way that we could deserve our God leaving heaven and coming to earth and dying for us. King James Version says, and He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, His arm brought salvation unto him, and His righteousness, it sustained him. Amplified Version says, He saw that there was no man and was amazed that there was no one to intercede on behalf of truth and right. Therefore, His own arm brought salvation to him and His own righteousness sustained him. Why is that? Because God is perfect, He is holy, and He is pure, and He's never done anything wrong. He is without sin. He is holy, holy, holy. So He was the only one who could redeem man back to himself. Other than that, we were all lost. There was no way that we could have come to make ourselves be righteous. No way. So He paid the price. He fulfilled the law that we could not fulfill. The first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and your strength. We can't even do that without God's help. Love your neighbor as yourself. We can't do that either without God's help. So I did want to elaborate on that for a moment, because without God, we are lost. We're just lost people, lost generations, and just think how long life has gone on since Christ died for us. And it's only been His grace that we have, you know, are alive today, and the world is still standing. And I believe that with all my heart. I really do. And let me go to 1 John 1:8. For God is love, and if you do not love, you do not know God. So that is our first starting point. And it's not that we love God. Oh, I love God. I love God. It's that God loves you. God loves me. God loves us. I do have an announcement to put across right now. Singles Holiday Bash, Saturday, December the 4th, 6:30 p.m., Harding Hotel, Garden Room, address 267 West Center Street. Bring a gift, a $10 minimum. For either a man or a woman, there will be games, food, and fun. If you're single, share that information and make sure you invite a friend if you're coming to celebrate. the Singles Holiday Bash. Mark your calendars. That is this Saturday. So if you want to be a part of that celebration, please share the news. And if not, please come and be a part of that. My guest will be Tennille Nickler today. I have nicknamed her Atomic Woman because she's always on top of the world and just doing so many great things for other people in her life. You know, she's not selfish or anything like that. She's a mother. She is a wife. She has a ministry and workouts, and she has book clubs, and she also studies healthy living, and she shares these things with other women. So we're looking forward to talking to Tennille today. She will be calling in, so you won't be able to call and ask questions because the line will be tied up. I did that last week, and people were trying to call in, but they couldn't get through. So they started texting me, and I said, well, I can't do anything about it because they're on the line right now. So just remember that, you know, when we have guests calling in. And, you know, it's a great convenience, really, especially because of COVID, because a lot of people could not call in. A lot of people could not be, you know, we weren't allowed to even go out or visit people, but we were considered essential media. So we were here. We were here. So don't forget to wear your mask in crowds, especially while you're out shopping during this holiday season. I just wanted to throw that out there because people are still getting the virus. People are still dying from the virus. So let us be mindful of those things. Not only protect ourselves, but protect other people. Okay, we're waiting on Tennille to call in. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I need to share with you today? Oh, here she comes. She's calling in right now. Hello, Tennille.
Hello, Miss Linda.
How you doing, hey?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, praise God. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry. I know that was the sound system anyway. But, okay, boy, I'm excited to talk with you. I did talk with you a little bit at church Sunday, but you're always on my mind for some reason. You know, our paths has crossed over the years, you know. You just really inspire me.
Well, yay. That's exciting to hear. Yeah. Yesterday when we spoke at church, you know, you're like, oh, are you ready for tomorrow? And I said, well, not really, but you know what? I will be, and I am. So I'm excited. I always try to count on God to direct me and, you know, put something on my heart that would really connect to others during this season in life. And so I'm excited to be here today and just kind of chat with you. So,
well, great, great. This is a great season, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, it is a great season. And, you know, Christmas is it's a good season to have joy and have happiness and, you know, just to be excited about this season, you know, that we're in. But that's not always the case for everybody during this time. And that's kind of what, you know, I had on my heart to talk about this evening is that, you know, if you are the person that has that joy or that happiness or that family or that, you know, significant other to spend the holidays with, then try to share that with others because you don't know, you know, how others are handling the holidays.
That is so true. Some people really struggle.
Yeah. So, you know, just even winter time too, you know, we have, my husband and I even go through the winter blues, you
okay.
know,
yeah.
of we don't like the cold and we don't like being cold. Yes, the snow is pretty if we can be inside the entire time.
Right.
But it is a thing with winter blues or holiday slumps. you know, or just the feeling of feeling lonely, being surrounded by people, but yet still feeling lonely. So I would like to just discuss a couple things on how you can come out of that, how you can overcome that, and how you can choose to be happy and find joy.
Well, great. We are so excited to hear what you have to share with us. And I'm telling my listeners to get out paper and pad and or pencil, ink pen, and take down notes.
Yeah. So the first thing is that, you know, we just went through Thanksgiving, and oh my gosh, there are so many things to be thankful for. And some people, and even me, you know, I can wake up and, you know, be in a bad mood or something happen and be so ungrateful sometimes. And it's just, you know, we are human.
Yes.
And sometimes we do feel that way. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're thinking about the day that you just had and finding at least one thing that made you happy, one thing that made you thankful, or one thing that just brightened up your day. That is so important because we can go through the day and have a really rough day and just at the end of it feel so overwhelmed with negativity. But if we just sit down before we go to bed and really think how our day went, I'm sure each and every one of us can find one thing that brightened up our day. So that's a challenge that I give to everybody going through Thanksgiving that we just had, is to find something to be thankful for through the holidays.
Absolutely. We should be able to find at least one thing to be happy about each and every day. You are so right. I was listening to some of my shows in the archives, and I heard myself come on, and I was just dragging. It sounded like it took all I had to even get on the air and say, well, welcome. I'm like, I cannot do that. Oh, my gosh. Yes, even that has inspired me to perk myself up before the show, you know?
Right. I feel like this show, you know, Linda, this is the second time you've asked me to do this, and I thank you so much, and I feel so privileged to do this, to be able to speak out and to be able to have my voice heard is a great opportunity. And, you know, even if I'm reaching that one person, or even it's just you and I having this conversation, and we both walk away feeling fulfilled and feeling joyful and feeling like our mindset has been changed to a positive one, I feel like that is my purpose. And everybody in this world has their purpose. And we can fulfill that purpose and we can change, you know, by reaching towards our purpose in life.
That's two. What's point number two you have for us?
I'm sorry?
Did you have another point for us as far as getting through the blahs of the holiday season?
Yes, getting through the holidays. Okay, I have three. Okay, so our first one, social media, y'all. Social media, yes, I love it too. I'm on social media a lot. But if you are feeling lonely or down, get off social media. Because what social media is everyone is posting their best photos, their best family shots, their happy gatherings. And what's going to happen is you're going to feel, you know, more alone scrolling through that social media, and you're going to fall deeper into that depression. So first thing is stay off social media. If you want to watch something, don't go to Netflix. Maybe look up a sermon online or a motivational speaker online that will fill you and help you overcome that depression and loneliness.
You're so right about that. I know a lot of people have gotten off of Facebook, like my daughters. Well, they said Mama just couldn't handle it. And then I had talked to a friend of mine not too long ago, and she was saying, you always have to tell somebody happy birthday, or you're always sending out condolences because someone has passed away. And she was just kind of finding it somewhat depressing, you know. And I'm like, wow, I can understand that, or happy birthday, you know. And I understand exactly what you're saying. I really do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or find something that, you know, makes you laugh or something, you know. And then number two, how to overcome that loneliness or depression or that slump is get out. Yes, it's winter. My husband and I, like I said, do not like winter. But you have to force yourself to get up and get out of the house. If that's going for a walk, or if that is walking to the mailbox, or finding a trail or a park to go to walk maybe 10 minutes outside. But get yourself out. I just actually signed up for a little painting class. I don't know if I'll go to it, but I signed up for it, and it's on my calendar. But that's going to get me out of the house.
Right.
So maybe do some planning.
That's great. That's great.
I absolutely love looking forward to things that I have on my calendar. So I always make sure that I have something on my calendar that I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to go do that. That seems so exciting. And also right now there's a lot of Christmas plays.
Right.
I know there's a theater in Tiffin, there's a theater in Mansfield. Does Marion have a theater?
Oh, yeah, the Palace Theater. Oh, yeah, they're having Christmas in Marion, December, all this weekend, 3rd, 4th,
yeah,
and 5th. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it's something that you can afford, then go to a play. But get out and be amongst people. That's very important, too. And then number three that I have is self-care. We, as I know, me as a mother of four, as a family of six, I neglect myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay. I deserve to take care of myself. I deserve to go get my nails done. I deserve to, you know, invest in an exercise program that's going to get my endorphins going and make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Even reading a book, investing in a good book to read, but doing something for yourself that's going to make you happy. If you don't want to spend the money, sit down and, you know, pick up an old fingernail polish and paint your toenails and turn some Christmas music on. But just make sure you set some time apart for self-care.
Absolutely. You are so right about that, Tennille. And that was one of the questions I was going to ask you also. What is most challenging for women? And like you're saying, this is holiday season, and it's not just women that are being challenged with everyday life or picking up a few pounds because of Thanksgiving or, you know, just finding themselves in a slump. So what do you find the most challenging for women nowadays?
Miss Linda, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I am? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You're just going in and out.
Okay. Is it better?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Okay. So what do you think is the most challenging for women during this time of year, other than the things that you have already given us?
What I think is the most challenging?
Yes, for women. Because I know you deal with women a lot as far as self-esteem and helping them, you know, work out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think, you know, other than the loneliness, and the holiday slump and, you know, the depression and stuff during the winter season, I think is we give ourselves too much. We try to always make sure everybody else in the room, everybody else in the household is taken care of before we take care of ourselves. And I think that's hard. As mothers, as women, as sisters, is that we don't take the time for ourselves. And it is so important because we deserve that time. And that's something that I have learned through the years of doing Beachbody coaching and running my women groups, is that you have to make a choice. You have to make a decision that you deserve 20 minutes out of your day for you. And, you know, like I said, if that's reading a book or if that's working out or exercising, but you have to sit down you know, with your notebook and pen right now and write a couple things that you enjoy. Do you even know what you like to do? Do you even know what you enjoy doing anymore? Because, you know, at our first interview, I was that lost mom, that lost woman, that I had no idea who I was anymore.
Right.
Until I made a choice to find time for me.
That's big.
Yeah.
And I mean for all women.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For all women.
You need to make sure you're taken care of. In order for you to take care of everybody else, you need to take care of you first. And that needs to be a priority. You need to be a priority. And that's the decision that I had to make to Neil Nickler. You are a priority. You are first before anyone else. And I had to, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. But
right.
I have to make a decision to get my time. I get up at 5:15 in the morning.
Mm.
Do I have to do that? No. But that is where I get my time in. I get up, I read, and I get my workout in. And that's a choice that I had to sacrifice my mornings so I could have that time. But it pays off. I promise it will pay off. It is so hard and challenging at the beginning because it is change, and any change is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it, and it will become easier.
And you're right, any change is hard, but it's necessary, isn't it?
Yes, it's very necessary.
Okay, I'm jotting that down because, girl, I'd be dragging out of that bed in the morning. It feels so good and warm,
yeah.
You know?
And then you said something, too, about, you know, when we were at church and we ran into each other, you said something about traditions, and I was like, oh, no, holiday traditions. If it's okay with you, I'd like to move on to that.
That's just fine with me. That was my next question.
Okay.
All right.
So holiday traditions. When you mentioned that to me, you know, I kind of blanked. I was like, oh, no, do we have any family traditions? Like, does my personal family have traditions? And the only ones that I could come up with is Christmas lights. We try to drive around to look at some Christmas lights during the Christmas season. We like to put lights up on our house. We try to go and drive through lights. We don't do the zoo lights or anything like that because, remember, we don't like the cold. But we do. Lights bring joy. You know, God is light. So seeing all the lights through the darkness, we have hope. So that is one tradition that we like to do as a family.
That's
and then
good.
Another one that we do is on Christmas morning, we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. And we've always done that since the kids have been little. I want them to know the reason for the season and why we celebrate Christmas. But we do the Christmas presents, and we do those things as well. So there is a balance.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, as far as you being a little girl, are you keeping in touch with some of the traditions that your mother established, your family?
That's a good question. I don't remember any traditions as a little girl. You know, we never just, you know, baked one thing or, you know, went someplace or we never had the family traditions. What I do remember as a little girl is family. I remember the memories of getting together with our family, playing cards, eating all the food, and just a joyful gathering. And that's something that I remember as a child. So as in things as tradition, no. But as in memories and forever memories, that's what I am holding to my heart as a little girl.
Well, that's good. That's good. And that's important. And that is a tradition, you know, getting together with your family and enjoying one another and, you know, eating that good food, that rich food for the holidays, you know. I love it. I visited my brother over the holiday, Thanksgiving, and we hadn't got together for a while because of COVID. You know, everyone was in their designated places, and it just really felt good. It really did.
Being present with others is very, very important. Just like we talked at our last interview, you know, with church. Yes, you can have an experience and you can, your soul can be touched through watching, you know, a sermon online, but it's that presence that you feel being amongst others in the sanctuary.
Yes.
It's very important.
I think we get a lot of strength from that.
Yeah,
I really do. I think we get a lot of strength from that, being together in a corporate setting, you know, and worshiping the Lord and staying focused. It's even hard to stay focused anymore. I'm like, what is going on? There's just so much going on in the world today.
Yep, and I'm one of those people, too, that will lose my focus right away. I'll be like, oh, what's that over there? Yep, and with a household of 6 kids. It's, you know, man, it's hard. At least, you know, when we're in that, in the sanctuary, those kids go back and play with those flags and do their own little worship. And I love that they have that opportunity, because then I am able to seek God deeper when I know my kids are safe and they are worshiping Jesus in their own way, but yet watching me do it as well. And others in the sanctuary.
Right, so, absolutely. So, here
and
we...
And then our one last tradition
go
that
ahead,
we
honey.
Usually do every year during the winter season is an indoor water park.
Really?
So, yes, I have, you know, we have 4 children. So, you know, we get antsy. We are busy people. And since winter is hard for us, we usually get into that winter slump. So we break it up, you know, in between winter, and we usually go to an indoor water park, and we spend a day or two and allow the kids to get off some of their energy and just, like I said, those memories that will last forever.
Yes,
they
will.
That's what we are, you know, focusing on during the seasons.
They will last forever, just like we're talking right now, and those things that we have carried with us, you know. Whether it was, like you said, a certain pie or a cake or a ham or a turkey for Christmas or whatever, you know, whatever we did for the holidays will stay with us.
Right.
Forever. And all these memories that we're making with our own children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will pay off one day. They really will. So we're moving on really, really fast, and 2022 is over the horizon. We're almost looking right at it face to face, right?
Yeah.
So
when we get together too now, it's, you know, with my mother that passed, we always bring up the memories that we had with her. So
oh,
I hope
nice.
That my children, when they grow older with their kids, they will talk about the memories that they had during the holidays. The fun, the good, the bad, the sad. Yes, memories are everything.
Yes, they are. Wow.
Yeah, and then during the holiday season, too, I wrote down, is giving back. So, you know, if you are, you know, in that slump, maybe go through your house and reorganize your house and do like a purge of getting rid of some things throughout your house. You know, it will make you feel good, and it will bless somebody else to receive those things. If you want to give back, and I know that I donate some of my things to Goodwill, or there's an outreach too, I believe, in Marion that you could donate to. And then volunteering your time. There's several places that do meals on wheels or donating meals through the holidays or turkeys. And just, you know, reaching out and volunteering your time will help too through the holidays. And that will get you out to and amongst others.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. I was looking in my spare room today. There are so many things I have to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, to the Leaping Faith Ministry, you know, where people can come in for free and pick up things that they need, you know. It's just that time of year. And also, like, to the Goodwill. I don't need all that stuff, you know, because sometimes we just have an overabundance and it's just wasteful sometimes, you know. And I'm thinking, why did I even buy this? I didn't even like it. Some things I don't even wear. Have you ever found yourself there?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, yes. We actually, about a year and a half ago, we sold our house when the market was up. And very blessed to do that. But we moved into our camper. And it's a fifth-wheel camper. It's a larger camper with a family of six. And we did not get a storage. So we moved in with what we had and everything that fit in that camper. So we are very, very minimalist people. We don't have a lot, but we have enough to fill our hearts. And I go through my closet every year, and if I have not worn something in the last year, then I get rid of it.
Oh, that's good.
And then I make room for other things. I go through the house. Actually, the kids just went through their toys, and we donated two totes of toys. If they have not played with it or used it, it goes in the tote. Even if it's good or, you know, or they haven't used it, it goes in the tote. And that's something that I want to carry on with my kids, too, is that you don't have to hold on to everything.
That's true.
You know, it feels so good to let things go as well. So I'm big on that. Yeah, I'm big on living with less, for sure, and letting things go.
Those are good practices, and I'm going to practice that, Tenille.
You know what? Start little. Start in one room and start little.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of everything, but just look around. And have you used it? No. Does it mean anything to you? If not, then put it in the tote.
Right.
And, you know, leave that tote there, and then maybe the next week you go back in that room and you find one other thing. You don't have to, you know, purge and get rid of everything all at once.
Yeah, that's really hard.
But if you take the small steps, it will help.
Why, thank you. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that. I really am.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you do New Year's resolutions?
Ooh, New Year's. Okay, so my hairstyle has been very different throughout the years. I've had long hair. I've had short bobs. I've even shaved my head bald.
I remember that.
We talked about that in the last interview when my sister-in-law went through cancer. I shaved my head with her. And so I've had several different hairstyles, and I had a frohawk last year. And it's really, really hard for me to grow my hair back out because if you're a woman, you know that you go through that stage of awkward hair where it can't go up, but it looks bad down, and you go through a weird stage. Well, my New Year's resolution this year was not to dye my hair or not to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I've stuck with it.
Well, good.
But we'll see what next year brings. I don't know. I usually don't do I know a lot of people do like a nutritional New Year's resolution or like they get a membership. I don't necessarily do that because I do that every day, and I don't think there's any good time to start a workout until your mindset is ready to start a workout or ready to start eating right. I think you need to have the right mindset, and you have to make that choice, and you have to make that decision that today is the day, not New Year's Day. Today is the day, and I think that's important because a lot of people put pressure on themselves about that.
That's true. I'm like cracking up, right?
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, and then they put pressure on New Year's is going to be the day. So then they eat all the things up to New Year's. New Year's comes, and then they stick with it for about a week, and then they feel that they failed. But really, it was just their mindset.
Right.
And their choice that you got to make this happen, you know, and it has to start today instead of trying to do a resolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what, Tanelle, we are out of time, but if you wanted to give like 100 words to our listeners today, what would you have to say?
I just want to let everybody know that through this season, through the winter blues, through the holiday slump, through feeling alone, that God hears you even if no one else does.
That's so true.
So speak to him, love on him, and he will heal you and fill you with his love.
Tanelle Nickler, I have enjoyed our time together, and I'm sure our listeners did too. You have a blessed and happy holiday
season. Thank you, Linda. You too.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Tanelle Nickler, everybody. I surely enjoy that young lady. She's full of good practices, and she gives out good advice. I want to say this. Send Christmas cards to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put a return address, and we will send you back a card. And that's for any of the shows, talk radio shows, that are on WWGH. All right, just like mine, a voice of a people, okay, or Linda Sims. Thank you. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary composer of the hit Christmas song, Santa Baby, Bill Springer, performing